Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, Only by the Grace of the Spirit.
On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by the host who invited both of you, and he may approach you and say, give your place to this man. And you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place so that when the host comes to you, he might say, my friend, move up to a higher position. Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, but those who humble themselves will be exalted. The good news of Jesus. A number of politicians immediately come to my mind. Instead of governing, they spend most of their time boasting of their competence and trashing the opposition. Almost nothing gets done regarding legislation. We experience men of power thinking and acting as if every woman should be fair game. And then we tut-tut about the behavior of the famous and powerful. If you have it, flaunt it. Jesus has been invited out to dinner, and the guests, as Luke writes, were observing him carefully. Once again, he uses a parable. I like to think he spoke gently, but clearly, and it is the moment they were all dreading. I think they were whispering to each other, there he goes again. But let's face it, we all like to be honored and important. My paternal grandmother, Albina, was fond of saying, I don't care if people are saying good or bad things about me, just as long as they're talking about me. Jesus, however, is asking something heroic and countercultural. Be humble. Don't push yourself into the limelight. There is another teaching of Jesus, also about humility, about the Pharisee and the publican. That is why people sit in the back pew of the church. But being humble, in fact, is one of the hardest things we ever do. Being chaste, being generous, are simple compared to humility. We often don't acquire humility until we age or become very ill, and then we are forced to depend on others for the most basic tasks. Why do we wait so long? We should be asking daily for the Spirit to teach us how to be humble. Then we will have the honored opportunity to act humbly. Why then should we wait for a crisis? Let's all eat some humble pie and enjoy it.